In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does it mean to be worthy? What does it mean to be worthy? The words worthy and unworthy appear nearly 10 times in the liturgy and the prayers for Sunday morning. So what does it mean to be worthy? Better yet, what does it mean to be worthy of God and of his gifts? So often when you and I think of worthiness, we start with ourselves. Have I done enough? Have I prayed enough? Have I fasted enough? Have I suppressed my sins enough? Have I prepared enough? But what you'll notice in all of these questions is a very similar beginning. Have I? Have I? And whenever you and I begin with ourselves, we've most certainly got it wrong. And so today Jesus comes to remind us where true worthiness begins and what true worthiness really means. A father, a king, throws a wedding for his son. It was the kind of wedding that would rival the greatest royal weddings of all time. This was a wedding for the ages, and so the father sends out a whole scad of invitations. He invites all sorts of people to this wedding, but to his dismay, there are some who just don't show up. There are some who, for whatever reason, have found something better to do with their time. But then the most remarkable thing happens. This father, the king, doesn't simply say that the party will be better off without them. The father doesn't cut his losses and instead enjoy a smaller crowd. No, this father sends his servants out into the streets, to the corners of the city, and he tells them to bring in every last person that they can find. He sends them out to find beggars and homeless people, certainly drunkards and prostitutes, peoples of all races and religions, both sinners and saints, or as Jesus says in the gospel, both good and bad. And if that were not significant enough, the Father then says these most remarkable words: those whom I invited, those whom I invited were not worthy. And all of that takes us back to where we started. What does it mean to be worthy? According to Jesus in the gospel for today, it means something very simple. It means showing up when God invites. It means responding to our Lord's gracious invitation. There are so many people in the church today, the Big C Church, who want to treat the Christian life as though it's meant to create Pharisees and scribes. For them, life consists in following all the rules and reading all the prayers and fasting all the fasts and confessing every last sin for fear of punishment. But that kind of life is not the Christian life at all. In fact, it is utterly anti-Christ. It is the kind of life that only creates Pharisees. No, the Christian life consists in this: saying yes to Jesus. And from that response then, from saying yes to Christ, from that flows all sorts of good gospel gifts. From that flows the strength to pray and to fast, the desire to confess and be forgiven, and also the willingness to do what is best for Christ and His church, even when it means making ourselves small, humbling ourselves, so that He might increase, so that He might have dominion. And He, that same Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, He is here again today, dear brothers and sisters. He is here with an invitation to a banquet. A banquet that far exceeds the greatest royal banquets. A banquet that far transcends those of kings and queens. He is here today in this place, inviting you to come and to feast upon His own flesh and blood. And all He wants, and all that He asks, is that you and I say yes to Him and yes to His gifts. May God grant it for the sake of our souls, for He alone is good, and He loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.